Delaware State of the Arts. I'm Andy Truscott. My guests today are Diane Laird and Jordan Resch from Downtown Dover Partnership. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. And I wonder, as we kick off here, can you tell me a little bit about what Downtown Dover Partnership is and what it does to benefit the Downtown Dover area?
Well, the Downtown Dover Partnership is a Main Street organization, which means it's a designated revitalization organization of the Main Street America. And that means we're doing comprehensive work in promotions and design and aesthetics, in economic development and restructuring of the economy down here to make it a best place for people to live, work, and play. And we do that in Downtown Dover. And more recently, we've taken on a major transformational project of creating a master plan for Downtown Dover, the capital city of the state. And we are now in the implementation phase, running fast and very excited about transformation of the capital city.
For those that think about these Market Street programs, oftentimes they're focused on small business. They're focused on bringing new business or new people to the city to patronize those businesses. But there's also a separate piece of it, which is creative placemaking and oftentimes art beautification in public spaces. Where have you seen some success in that and some of the work that you guys have been doing?
Well, art is not new to the capital city. Of course, the Biggs Museum is in Downtown Dover, Biggs Museum of American Art History. And in addition, though, we have the Dover Art League, and the Downtown Dover Partnership has taken a big advance, I would say, in its opportunities to bring the arts to Dover. One of those activities, which we'll talk more about today, is Paint Dover, now in its fifth year, for a plein air painting event in the state. And we've had buskers over time playing music and poetry outside of stores to encourage shoppers and also to bring arts to the community. And we're looking forward to expanding our plein air painting event. We also have a couple of new initiatives that we'll talk about shortly in banners and in crosswalks, painted crosswalks.
As we continue, tell me a little bit here about an overview of Paint Dover and the event and the significance it has for the arts community and the business community down in Downtown Dover.
Well, sure. Delaware has a number of outdoor painting events, Newcastle and Laurel in Brandywine area, but Dover didn't have one for the last 10 years or so, maybe one 12 or so years ago, but we initiated that 5 years ago and felt that it would bring more of a way to display downtown and its beauty, its history, and its downtown environment to the public through artists' eyes. And so we've had probably 75 to 100 different artists over time come here and paint downtown, the historic aspects, the business aspects, and it kind of engages the entire community as they see the images come to life through the eyes of artists.
What makes that plein air painting approach unique, and how does it contribute to capturing the spirit of Downtown Dover?
Well, we're used to seeing through our eyes and through photography, but when we see through artists' eyes, as many artists are engaged or as many views as we get to see, because they each will see what is intriguing to them about any individual scene and then depict it in the medium that they choose. And so that brings really an infinite vantage point to the scenery, to the history, to the color, to the weather, and to even the other senses that can be depicted interestingly through paint, through pastel, through pen and ink, or other medium. We find that the artists that have come have found Downtown Dover to be very welcoming, to be beautiful, and to provide a great variety of scenery from which to draw great inspiration.
How do you guys select the participating artists for Paint Dover, and or is it really any opportunity for any painting artist or visual artist to participate?
Well, we have opened the competition to anyone. It's not a juried exhibition. Artists do not have to meet some kind of a juror's expectations or hope to be in. We have generally had 20 to 30 artists, and we started with an amateur and a professional category. It's two separate, but we have over time combined them to one. We commit to quite a few awards so that there can be recognition at all levels and many images brought to the forefront in any given gallery space.
How do you encourage community involvement and engagement during the 3 days of this outdoor painting event? And are there any interactive activities planned, any music or family events? How do you encourage community involvement and engagement during the 3 days of this outdoor painting event? And are there any interactive activities planned, music, family events? Can you tell us a little bit more about the visitor experience?
Well, sure. I'll tell you how we engage the community. And then Jordan can perhaps tell a little bit about some of the special aspects of the days to engage. We engage the community through certainly our channels of putting it out on our constant contact and through the newspapers, but again, engaging a wide variety of professional and amateurs, as well as students, we believe we can bring value to their experience, give them opportunities to compete with other artists while just enjoying the community and not feeling competitive if they're fairly new at it, but getting used to the feel of it and learning from others. Provide 3 days. People can paint anytime, day, nighttime. We've had some beautiful nocturne paintings and pastel and otherwise. And then we have some special demos and artist opportunities to get to know one another.
So last year we did an artist luncheon to fit the French themed. We had La Baguette, a local downtown business, cater the luncheon for the artists. And it was an opportunity, since they are painting outside, to the areas that draw them in, bringing them into a space together to meet one another, discuss ideas, favorite spots. And there's a lot of camaraderie that occurred in this way, surprisingly, for it being, you know, an independent art practice.
Yeah, and then we'll also have something called dueling demos. We're able to hire a professional artist to both act as a judge for awards and also to provide a demo. And this year we'll have Siobhan Dugan showing pastel painting, as well as I'll be showing pen and ink, watercolor, as well as techniques of framing so that watercolor stands out more vibrantly and is more competitive alongside the more traditional plein air oil paintings. So we're calling that dueling demos this year. We'll have two demos simultaneously so people can kind of get double value for their 3 hours time. So there are many ways we engage the community. So of course, the community of artists, first of all, and we have a great list of artists from around the surrounding states, as well as in Delaware, that I've met through other plein air events. So we have probably 200 artists on our list, I think, at this point. And so that's the most direct way, but Delaware scene, we're able to engage a broad community of both artists and the patrons of the arts. And then during the demonstrations, we engage a good membership of the public, you know, good broad range of the public to come and purchase art, to see it. And I think for Dover, there's an understanding of the more broadly known artists through the Biggs Museum, for instance, or at the library. They see some more local art, but this event brings an opportunity to see art developed over just 3 days' time. And it's maybe 60, 75 pieces of art at once. And it's pretty exciting. So that's a wonderful way to engage not only artists in giving them a new area to explore, but to engage the community in perhaps owning a piece of the local history.
Is there an opportunity for the general public to purchase some of the pieces that are created during this event, and how would they go about doing so?
Yeah, we invite those that attend the exhibition and see the work either virtually or in stores a couple of weeks after the event. We invite them to purchase paintings because it's quality art. It's always framed and ready for hanging. The pricing is generally fairly modest, and for typical arts buyers, they may find that $400 is a lot of money to put out, but for people making living as artists, $400, $500 is not out of line and it's not unusual. But they will find also paintings for $150 or $200. One of the ways we've encouraged that is to provide awards for small works. So these are paintings that are maybe 8x10 or just slightly larger, maybe even 5x7. Some of those paintings have been some of the most interesting. Personally, I've found as an artist that 5x7s are exciting for people because they're thrilled to own an actual piece of art. They can easily take it on a plane. They can hang it in their restroom. And I find that not to be at all appalling. I think that, you know, you may get most looks and closest looks in a restroom. And so there are ways that that the local community can easily afford a painting. So, like I said, we encourage the artists to paint some small works so that those that have a little bit more modest means can participate in the event and take home a piece of art that they never thought they'd be owning before.
Jordan, you had mentioned before we hit go here that one of the other events coming up during this time is the Oktoberfest block party on October 7th. Sounds like a fun, great addition to the event. Could you highlight some of the activities and attractions planned for the celebration?
Yeah, so Oktoberfest is the annual Oktoberfest that takes place in Dover. So there's a slight pun on the title. And it's a block party starting at 2 o'clock. They'll shut the streets down and have live music and vendors. And this is hosted by Destination Downtown Dover. It also happens to fall on First Saturday, which is a reoccurring monthly program with a bunch of different partnerships throughout downtown Dover. So this also includes the Biggs Museum. So from 10 to 4 p.m., the Biggs Museum will be open on the first Saturday and through first weekend with free admission. So the exhibition space that's set up after the Paint Dover reception will be open and it'll be free to the public. So you can go look at artwork from the plein air event and then continue your day downtown by celebrating Oktoberfest with Destination Downtown Dover.
Diane and Jordan, you had mentioned earlier that there are some other projects outside of Paint Dover coming up and some exciting arts adjacent kind of activities, including some banner and crosswalk projects. Tell me a little bit about those and what can the public expect to see?
Well, I'll jump in and talk about the banner project and then ask Jordan to go over the painted crosswalks. We have to divide and conquer, and the arts aspect in a non-arts organization is pretty large for us. But yeah, the banner project is one in which we're taking images from Paint Dover over the last 4 years and actually have had them put onto banners, and they will be going up in our downtown any day now. We're really excited about this project. It is an opportunity for people to look at the banner and say, oh yeah, that's the store down the road, or that's over there on the green, or Lake Hall. And there's probably 20 different images that will be here and there around downtown. And we believe that'll bring color and also good arts to downtown, that bringing, again, as you mentioned, about the placemaking and the creative class, bringing that to be much more visible in all the streets of Dover.
So we've received funding from the Delaware Division of the Arts to implement a crosswalk pilot project. So in time, we want downtown to be recognizable by its beautiful large-scale painted crosswalks, but we want to start now with small scale, and this is in partnership with the Biggs Museum. So we are going to have artwork selected from the Biggs collection to then invite artists to adapt their own rendition of that fits the size and scope of the crosswalks and provides a pattern that can be replicated on other sites. So this being the pilot to then expand. So we are hoping within the next year to have two painted crosswalks, and this will help the goal of artistic placemaking and providing opportunities to artists and bringing the character to downtown to life through this kind of artistic project.
In what ways can the public support or contribute to the success of Paint Dover and some of these other projects organized by you guys at Downtown Dover Partnership?
Well, as I mentioned, they can paint. Even as beginners, they can come watch the demos. They can share the virtual exhibit with their friends and on Facebook, and they can come to shops that will be hosting artwork. That always takes place for almost the remainder of October after the exhibition is taken down from the bigs. So there are a lot of ways that they can see the art and promote it alongside of us, and certainly owning art and displaying it in a proud manner in their living room or in their office is a terrific way to promote downtown Dover as well as the arts in downtown Dover. They're also wonderful Christmas gifts. In terms of the crosswalks, we hope to engage the community after we do the two pilots. For the pilots, we're working with the Bigs and DSU, a couple of students as apprentices, to ensure we know what the process entails, what time it takes, how long it takes to dry, getting all the traffic calming measures in place. And hopefully after that's done, we anticipate applying for a project grant from the Division of Arts, one in which we can then expand partnering with DSU and the Bigs to engage the community in actually painting.
Given the diverse architectural landscape and the number of historical buildings down there in downtown Dover, how does Paint Dover capture and celebrate the unique essence of the city's heritage and history through art?
Well, history is integral to Dover, and it's not just 200 years ago, but it is, and you know, as the first state, but it is also more near-term history. So it's an opportunity to capture the history of the green of Legge Hall, and this year expanding even into the Victorian District and residential opportunities and State Street and Division Street, Water Street, where we had not heretofore included in the boundaries for painting. But yeah, pretty much everything in the downtown district is up for grabs on a paintbrush and palette this year. As I said, there is that 200-year-old history, but there's also much more near-term history of Lockerman Street, much of which is very eclectic. I wouldn't say that there's a continuity of architecture whatsoever on Lockerman Street. And I think most would agree, but I think that makes for a very interesting variety of paintings, certainly recognizable to those that are somewhat familiar with the downtown.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask what the ages are for artists to participate. Is this an opportunity here for artists of all age, including youth, to participate?
We recommend at least middle school, probably even high school, because it takes some time to actually do a painting, even as a qualified artist or a strong amateur. It takes time.
As you think back to some of the prior Paint Dover events, what are some of your favorites, and or how do you look at it and say this program was really successful and here's why?
Well, I'll talk briefly about the one that happened during the year of COVID. When we entered COVID, we really weren't sure what to do about Paint Dover. It was going to be the second year. The first year we had it on one day, the event at one night as an exhibition, and it was done. But COVID really required us to expand in time and space. So we expanded one day to 3 days. We expanded the exhibition from just on the Santa House Plaza to along two blocks of sidewalk. And we found that the three-day event encouraged people for a longer span of time, or if they could only come one day or 2 days, they could select. So they had more time. They had more time to get to know each other. They were more relaxed when they came, and they produced better outcome. And the sidewalk stretch, I would call it, just created a lot more continuity with the artists getting to know one another and people walking along the sidewalk to enjoy while going into the stores at the same time. So that brought some new process and means, and we've continued that. And then last year expanded to actually partnering with the Bigs for the exhibition. And that brought some really exciting opportunities, as well as a few nets that Jordan can tell you about now.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't prepare for it, but we had a lot of rainstorm the week of, which made really beautiful, moody, rainy day artwork that the artist still, you know, dared the weather to create. But then it created just hundreds of thousands of nets. And so the artists were really great at helping each other scrape off nets, sharing techniques of how they can fix them once they go home. And everyone was really great sports about that. Our volunteers helped spray. But, you know, we all had something to kind of bond over. It was unforgettable, but it was still a really fun event. We had an electric violinist who performed cover songs for us throughout the night. And it was great to be affiliated with the accredited, you know, Biggs Museum of American Art to kind of elevate it and reflect to our artists coming in at, you know, professional level and amateur levels that, you know, they are welcome to this fine art space. Dover is the place or a place that that happens in. And to be able to, you know, kind of be all on the same, be welcomed on the same level and see everyone's different creations.
Yeah, and that really laid a wonderful groundwork for this year's partnership, which has expanded even more. We are planning to be outdoors. We will come prepared with pesticides as necessary, but we had terrific weather, a full moon last year, wonderful lilting electronic violin by Bronwyn Beth. And we will do that again this year if the weather's bad or if the gnats show up again, we will go right inside and have the third floor continuing from Thursday night on through Sunday. So COVID and the gnats, they really actually turn into good opportunities and force us to think creatively, which often ends in a better outcome.
Diane, Jordan, thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about the work of Downtown Dover Partnership and upcoming events, feel free to visit their website at downtowndoverpartnership.com.